previously on Valiant.
You ever heard of a creature called Vidramis? You hear the name and you immediately respond, "Oh, you mean the glass treader?" It's like, "Yeah, we're gonna find the glass treader and get its glass."
You get woken up by Carmala shaking you awake. She says,
It's here!
Over there, you can see it. Looks like a big, enormous rock with four legs walking around.
It's ginormous!
Well, as you ride closer, more of its form comes into view. It's this enormous, towering creature. It appears to be made of rock. It's got four really huge legs, 60-foot diameter leg each, which rise up to about two or three stories tall to just kind of a rocky mass that is its body. All about its body are bits of glass and crystal that have formed on it. And on top of this thing, there's a big building on its back.
All right, well, I propose that before we attack it, we go up there and see if anybody's home.
I can whip up some climbing magic.
Let's do it.
You climb up onto this creature's back and you find what looks to be like a rocky field, in essence, that's got a bunch of crystals and glass jutting up in bits all over. And the building you're seeing looks to be, now that you're closer, looks to be some kind of shrine or temple.
Let's go in warily.
Alright, I assume Sarna's taking the lead here.
Yeah.
Is everyone else just behind Sarna?
That's my current plan, yeah.
The marching order look like?
Meat shield!
Yeah, Ev will try to hang towards the back.
Okay. Well, as you start traversing across this creature's back, as soon as you get on its back, the arcing electricity that was running along its leg that you were climbing up seems to stop. The body seems to be aware that you're on its back, and nothing starts coming out of these rocks at all or any of these crystals.
Interesting.
Give me a perception check.
26 for me.
Oof, 9.
I have 20.
24.
Okay. Right, as you're walking across this thing, Saren, you just out of the corner of your eye notice what looks like a figure move, and it looks like it was within one of the crystals. And I mean, you turn to see what it was, and there's nothing there.
Okay. I will point and say, I saw somebody move. Not one of the crystals.
Who's there?
We'll head that way.
I follow.
Are we inside the building at this point, or are we still out?
No, you're still outside.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes a bit. Unfortunately, from where you climbed up, it was not the closest leg to the building. So you approach the crystal, and when you get to it, it just looks like one of the other crystals that you've seen on this creature already. No figure or signs of anyone being here from what you can tell.
You saw someone in the crystal or behind it?
Saw someone. Yeah, I only saw him out of the corner of my eye, and it's a crystal, but it looked like they came out of the crystal and moved that away.
Oh, maybe they can jump between them or something. Ev will look around warily, trying to be vigilant. Seek out, see if he can see something hiding.
Right. While you're looking around, it happens again out of the corner of Ev's eye, but you're a bit quicker on because you're intentionally looking, you're a bit quicker to glance over, and it looks like, again, it's a very indiscernible figure that looks like it's either on the opposite side of the crystal, so it looks like it's in the crystal, or actually within the crystal itself before it just kind of fades away.
Something was either definitely just behind that crystal or inside of it, and then it's gone. Maybe they're scrying through the crystal? That could be. Maybe it shows their image and then it's gone. Or, it could be illusion.
Could be some kind of elemental creature.
Or something that can move through the crystal. Either way, I feel like it's... Or something is watching us, or it's some sort of illusionary protection, but I think we should probably move.
Yeah, let's check out the building.
Just heads up, we're not alone up here.
Mm-hmm.
As you approach the building, one last time this happens. That's out of the corner of Sarna's eye, but again, Sarna was maybe on the lookout at this point, and got the highest perception roll here. Sarna, you glance over. This time for sure, it looks like whatever this image is, based on the size of the crystal, it looks like the image is within the crystal itself rather than on the other side, because the crystal is just a bit too big to fit what you would normally see, what you think you're seeing. And it looks like a humanoid figure, but it's just mostly shadow is what it looks like. And again, it's gone in the blink of an eye.
Some kind of shadow person inside these crystals. All right, I approach the doorway. Can I roll a perception check as we enter?
Sure.
It's a 21.
All right, so as you enter, you can see... I don't think Sarna has dark vision, right?
I have low light vision.
Low light vision. All right. So there's enough light from the outside that you can tell at least a bit that you're looking at a long hallway, a large stone hallway. If I were to give you measurements, I would say it's 40 feet wide, and it's immensely tall. It's about 30 feet tall itself. For just the ceiling of the hall, and it looks like the temple rises up just a bit higher than that. And from the little else you can see in there, it looks like there's some kind of light source off further in, but it's you can't see much else from there.
Okay, I cautiously enter.
Well, as soon as you step in, you suddenly feel at peace.
A nice change from taking 30 electricity damage.
Yeah, each of you that come in feel surprisingly at peace.
This is a pretty nice place.
and in a way, if you remember when you had first gained your essence power, when that first explosion happened, you were overwhelmed with like I feel powerful kind of feeling. This kind of washes over you in a similar sense of, oh, I'm calm, I know that I'm okay, I'm at peace, washes over you.
I guess, is the hall leading somewhere, does it look like? Is there a staircase down, up, anything like
that? It's just a straight, really long hall.
Hmm. Guess I walk down the hall.
There's definitely some sort of power here. Do you feel it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's something.
Right. As you walk, it's a big stone hallway, and there's obviously bits where like the stone has crumbled off and whatnot. And as you're walking, it feels like you walk for quite a long time. Like you walk a few minutes and don't seem to be approaching that light source any more than you were when you started. And as you start taking note of that, you realize that you feel like you're walking past the same features on the wall again and again, but are no further from the entrance than you were when you started.
Illusion magic.
Or some sort of demiplane that we're literally not capable of getting to the end of.
Yeah, spatial, magical. Does this sound familiar to anything Ab's ever heard of?
You can give me an Arcana check, I guess, and we'll see. Right. Or I guess occultism would work too. Because that's more planes-related stuff.
Do you want me to use occultism or...
Either is fine.
All right. I will use Arcana because I'm better at it.
Okay.
I rolled a one.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You just assume this is a weird, like, long hallway that is not much... you can't tell what's going on here.
I'm going to try to use survival to sense direction. If I can get any kind of feel for what exactly is going on here.
Okay.
And, like, if there's something weird and unnatural about the place that we are.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a 26.
Nice.
26.
Roll.
So you have a basically innate feeling of where north is. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just because being a druid and all that stuff, you're very good at like, oh yeah, I know where north is. And immediately when you try to figure out, when you think about it, you're like, I don't feel north here. Like, I don't know where it is.
Can I attempt to seek to interact with the hallway and see if I perceive anything strange or, I mean, obviously strange, but like if it seems to be illusion.
Okay, sure.
That's a secret check for you.
If we want, okay. What's your bonus on that?
11.
Okay. There's like the faintest, like, if you can imagine a plate of glass in front of you, right? And if they were tipped ever so slightly, so you can tell that there was glass there because of a reflection or the way light catches it and stuff, but it's not on the hallway. It appears to just be at a very small area at the along the ground. There's a specific point where you're like, oh, that looks particularly weird.
There's something here on the ground. Here is something strange. Seems like some kind of distortion in the ground here. Can some of you magic folks check this out?
Apparently not.
The magic folks say, "I don't know."
Ev inches closer and will slowly start to feel out if he feels any strange auras, and if he thinks it's helpful, he'll start slowly chanting for read aura and kind of touching at the area while trying to perceive anything beyond what's in front of his eyes.
You do that, and in reading the aura, I think that does that give us a like power level. Let me look. The strength of the aura. Read aura.
You learn the school of magic.
Okay, that's...
If the object is illusory, you detect this only if the effects level is lower than the level of your read aura spell.
Okay, so what you do is you try to focus on that particular point that Sarna points out, and you get very, very, very strong conjuration vibes. And are unsure if it's an illusion or or anything else going on there, but you're getting strong conjuration magic. And with that realization, you're watching this exact point that Sarna pointed out. You can see it too, that kind of, we'll say, defect in the whole thing. And as soon as you recognize that it's conjuration magic, suddenly it feels like that particular plane of glass effect I was describing seems to suddenly overlap the entire hallway. Just for Ev, you can kind of see, basically, you're not sure if it's an illusion, but you can see where the edges of whatever this magic is are suddenly apparent to you.
This is some sort of conjuration. It could be about touching other planes, or perhaps allowing movement into some other space, like a demiplane, like Saren mentioned. I can kind of see it. It's like a... well, there's a lot of glass and crystal outside. It kind of is like that, slicked over reality in front of me.
And as Ev describes that, each of you suddenly, it comes into focus as it just did with Ev. And it's almost as if his explaining it suddenly makes it obvious to all three of you.
Ev will try to touch it.
Okay, this time, or when you go to touch it, it's not solid at all. You can kind of, almost like putting your fingers into a pool of water, kind of pass through it. It needs a little bit of effort where you can't just like nothing's there, but it feels like there's a contact that you have when you reach it.
Do I lose sight of my fingers going through it, or do I kind of like see them just warped?
They distort a little bit based on what a glass effect would do for
I feel like we should try purposely thinking about trying to go through it.
All right.
I mean, if that's what you think we should do.
I don't think it's an illusion. I'm guessing more like a doorway or hidden. I mean,
yeah, as far as I can tell, we ain't in any normal place.
No.
I say let's try to go through it. Yeah, I agree.
All right. And Ev will continue pushing and thinking about how he wants to go through it and just try to walk through it.
And this time it seems to work. And in following Ev's lead, you all seem to be able to cross this threshold, which upon looking at it and looking at the details around you, realize that wherever we keep repeating this hallway earlier, this seems to finally be past that.
Yay. Solve the puzzle.
Oh. Wonderful.
Hey there, Luis here. It's me, your GM for Valiant. Things are getting particularly interesting in this episode, and ooh boy, you are in for some really interesting things in the episodes to come. Look forward to it. For this episode, though, I want to bring some attention to something that I think has been an important part of Valiant, at least important in my eyes, the music. I make sure to include credits for all the music in the episode notes. A lot of this music is stuff I paid for the rights to use, like the music at the beginning and end of the episode, or the whistling music that's part of the recaps. One particular set of music was absolutely free, however. Kevin MacLeod is a composer who makes lots of amazing tracks that cover all manner of moods and themes. You've probably heard his music already and not realize you have because it's used a lot in YouTube videos and other online projects. Best part of his music, though, is that it's all royalty-free. You can hop over to his site, Incompetech, right now, and start grabbing a boatload of music for free. If you want to use it for projects, like, say, your actual play podcast, you can, so long as you provide the proper attribution in the credits. It's what I've been doing since pretty much day one, and I don't foresee stopping anytime soon. I figured there might be people listening to this show that might be interested in including music in their own projects, but can't pay the fees necessary to get a lot of music. So I just thought it would be nice to point out the invaluable resources that is Kevin MacLeod's music for anyone who might need it, regardless of the project. I'm leaving a link to his site in the show notes, so go check him out and listen to his music or nab some graph paper, I guess. He has a link to different types of graph paper on his site too, which makes me think he might be into RPGs. Who knows? Like I said, check out his music. If you don't have a project needing music at the moment, you could use it for your own RPG sessions or just enjoy listening to it as it is. So, you heard some cool music earlier, and you're going to hear some more music in a bit. The Valiant Heroes just figured out that weird hallway, and they're about to encounter some real cool stuff. So, let's get back to it. Let's hear that guitar. So you crossed the threshold.
Yes.
And you continue down the hallway for a bit. You continue down the hall. And it is still a pretty long hall. But as you're going, it does look like you're making progress. And that light is there. So as you get closer to the light, it opens up to an enormous chamber. And it's a big stone chamber, and along the walls, there's lots of imagery. It looks, again, to be like some kind of ancient imagery. And then in the center, as you're seeing on the map, there is a big glowing light, and it looks like whatever is causing that light crashed there. Like something fell out of the ceiling or something and crashed into that center point. And there's just glowing light, and you can't really discern anything within that light.
Anything from the walls that I recognize?
So looking at the imagery on the wall, it looks like it's very Mesoamerican styled, like Mayan or Aztec drawings and paintings. And what you're seeing, it looks to be a story of some kind. It's hard to tell. A lot of it has been rubbed away, but the little bits that you can see here, it looks like it's retelling the story of the first saints who gained power during Earth or after Earthfall. And the other little bits that you're seeing there looks like the same figures from earlier had to fight something. It looks like they're engaged in combat, but whatever they're fighting is rubbed off. And then it looks like at some point, if you follow the story, there's a lot of bits missing. And at some point later, these same figures, you see them. Looks like there's an empty hole in their chest, and it looks like they've removed their heart, and their hearts have light kind of beaming up from there. And that's about the only other image that you see.
So Ev will point that out as we go. It looks like maybe some of the first saints who came across this power coming together and then fighting something here. And then here I'm guessing they either took out that power or maybe some semblance of their spirit and then offered it up, which... And then Ev just points ahead. Maybe that's what we're walking toward.
That could be.
Thanks for a good story anyway. Well, let's take a look at this. Theron's going to go see if he can scrabble over to where the light is.
Okay.
Ev keeps going.
I'll keep going too.
Yep.
I think you're all free to move your tokens at this point. Not that it really matters. But as you approach the light, again, none of you seem to be able to pierce the light itself. It's just so bright that you can't see anything within it.
Can we touch it?
I'm going to step into the light.
Okay. As soon as Sarna steps into the light, the light fades. The light fades away, and what you see, Sarna, is just in a nice little pile there in the center. Looks like some equipment. It's like adventuring equipment. You see a sword and a piece of armor and a shield.
I'm wondering if we should get some detecting of magic on this. Some gear here.
Well, it's not a sword. It looks like a machete. The machete looks to be made out of just like the blackest obsidian. The shield has similar imagery in a similar style as the paintings on the wall of a jaguar on it, and the armor, it looks like to be chainmail of some kind, but it glows with a faint like pale light.
Sounds magical.
Yeah, I'm happy to take magic, but if the answer isn't yes, I'll be shocked, and I don't think we want to take 10 minutes an item to try and figure out what these do right now.
Yeah, any I'm slightly nervous about them being cursed or something.
I mean, I am going to assume they're from some of those saints. I can help look over something, but yeah, I do agree that we probably don't want to linger too long.
Oh, no, I mean, we don't have 10 minutes because we have those spells on us.
But it does likely seem to follow they're from the saints. Maybe left here because they knew they would be needed to fight something in the future.
Are we taking them?
I think we... I mean, and the light went away when you touched it, so I'm assuming it's sort of a, yeah, take this, you're going to need it, good luck.
So, All right. He was hoping we don't get cursed, and I put my hand on the sword and wait for something, like wait a second to see if I'm electrocuted to death.
Okay, you touch the sword. I assume you just kind of...
Or the machete, I should say.
Yeah, the machete. You touch it for a bit and nothing seems to happen. So I assume at that point,
yeah,
you hold on, pick it up. And the moment you pick it up, you see the obsidian reshape itself. It reshapes into the size of your bastard sword. It looks like it's reshaped itself into a bastard sword.
Ooh. Now I'm getting excited about magic weapons.
Oh, that's convenient. Whoever designed that was smart.
Yeah. Should we grab everything and just loot this place?
Yeah. Yep. Yes, and while Sarna's like reaching it, Ev is going to try to like look in the other directions to see if there's any more signs or symbols that aren't as worn that maybe give more indication of what the saints were fighting or anything like that.
Sure. Give me a perception check to search around.
I'm great at that. Worst. Although yet still better than normal. 17?
Nothing that you can see at this point.
Yeah, you see Ev just like looking around the rest of the chamber from a vantage point, maybe wandering 10 feet every so often, then looking around, but...
Alright,
Ziadani, while they're picking up the items and everything, Ziadani is going to look around for any indication of other people in this chamber, since we were seeing other people in the crystals earlier.
Sure.
Roll either perception or survival to track.
Perception. I guess either is fine, whichever you prefer.
All right. 27.
27 perception. All right. What you do see, on the map here, there are several columns that line the edges of the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's weird. I mean, there's, you have your own light, I assume, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like there are shadows being cast from just behind the columns that suggest that for a second, it looks like there was a person there. But that goes away almost immediately when you notice it. And it happens one or two more times as you like look around, as if you're not sure if there's someone here or something else is going on.
All right, I'm going to move to kind of stand behind, like adjacent to and behind one of the pillars, to wait and see if someone appears.
Okay. Sarna picked up all the pieces, right? All the items. What kind of armor does Sarna wear?
I am currently wearing, I believe, studded leather, but let me check. Hide. I'm wearing plus one hide.
Okay. All right. Well, Sarna, upon picking up all three items, I assume you just kind of stashed the armor in your bag. Once you have both the shield and the sword in hand, you hear a rumbling.
Uh-oh.
And across from where you entered, it looks like it was a big doorway, it turns out, as that opens up.
I guess let's go through the doorway.
Yep.
Yeah, I go through the doorway.
Yeah, at this point, I think it'd be rude not to, right?
It opened just for me.
Yeah, Danny, while you were hanging out in near the corner, there was one more shadow that kind of moved past. And when it moved past, it felt like it was speaking, kind of like someone whispering in your ear while they're walking past. And you couldn't understand it. But it appears to you gathered one word that sounded similar to a word in modern Razatlani. It seems like they might have been speaking ancient Razatlani, which the modern one is now common here in Arcadia. And whatever word it was they said, it sounds similar to the modern word for help.
Uh-oh.
I think maybe there's someone trapped in here or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh?
So they're them shadows that you all been seeing before going in the and out of the crystals and whatnot. And while you've been picking up them items, I was looking around. There was shadows moving behind these pillars. So I stand here behind the pillar, wait and see if any of them shadows come by. And one of them shadow do come by. And I hear this whispering. I think maybe ancient Razalani sounds, I don't understand, but sound like maybe somebody asking him for help, saying the word help.
Could be somebody bound here or trapped out of
alignment. This is a weird place.
Everything? Yes, I'm purely offering conjecture. I'm really not sure.
No, I agree with you about the idea of maybe like bound outside of space or time or something like that, because this is a weird place.
Yeah. Yeah. How many saints were there?
Oh, dozens, okay. From what you know.
All right. I mean, maybe it's just some sort of guardian or a protector that is bound here but needs assistance or wants freedom. I mean, let's make sure it's not an evil thing bound here that we're going to accidentally help to.
Yeah. It also is only one word. It could be totally misconstruing what it's saying. It's just talking about how saints is helpful people.
That's fair.
Luis?
Yeah.
I want to make a bardic lore check, which allows me to recall knowledge on any topic, and I want the topic to be the thing that just asked for help.
Okay.
And I got 25.
We'll say the way this bardic lore manifests is not that you know a thing, but you kind of were there to maybe figure out, you were close enough to Ziadani to kind of sort out what was happening. You were close enough that you heard the word as well, the whispers. And the understanding that you have with the ancient Razatlani is you caught another word or two, and you're able to discern that it's not like a cry for help. It's more of a, the words seem to suggest this will help.
Okay. So Saren will say, I don't think it was asking for help. I think it was tell us these things will help.
Oh, that's good. I mean, great news. For now, but probably bad sign for the future, because something probably is going to...
Yeah, I'm concerned. Whatever they thought before. I'm concerned about what this means as far as our future, like, fate-wise.
I think that we stepped into something big when we got these powers. I think that's pretty much clear at this point. There was something big, and we stepped right in it.
I've got to say, in my experience, the amount of trouble you've got coming for you doesn't change just because you're more ready for it. So whatever was headed our way, as far as I'm concerned, was headed our way, whether we stepped in it or not. I'd rather have the necessary accoutrement to deal with whatever world-shattering, magic-impacting, essence-granting, heart-ripping, saint-helping problems we need to deal with than not be properly prepared.
Agreed.
That right, said,
so go ahead.
I feel like we've done what we're supposed to do here, unless anyone has something else they want to suggest.
This chamber just opened up for us, and so we should investigate that.
Okay.
Ev, who's normally a little wary moving forward, has like moved in deeper into this back room, just trying to look around, trying to stay ahead of any information or secrets we can glean before we're ejected or have to get out or who knows.
All right. as you come into this chamber, it's a much smaller chamber. As you're seeing on the map, there is a small raised area on the far end with some steps that lead up to it. And on either side against the walls, there's some tables, some stone tables. And when you're looking here at the tables, it looks like there are various tools for like smithing and crafting and the like. They appear to be ancient. They're in no condition to actually work or anything, but I'm unsure what the exact nature of this chamber was. Sarna, when you come in, nothing immediately happens.
Okay.
This looks like maybe where they made those items.
Yeah, I want to go investigate one of those tables.
Okay.
Ev's no crafter, but seeing Siren go to one, Ev kind of nods and will go to the other one to look it over.
And Ziadani's just going to kind of search the room, paying particular attention to the pillars. Just two more of them. And any kind of shadowy figures that there might be.
Sure.
So I've got another 27 perception.
Okay.
Is this some kind of dais beyond the pillars?
Yeah, okay. It's a raised area.
I'm going to step over there.
Okay. A few things happen because everyone's moving.
Okay, sorry.
no, you're fine. I'm going to go one by one here. First off, Saren comes down to the table on the southern end. You don't see anything that stands out to you in terms of like just at all. There's old tools. There's like old hammers and an old chisel and stuff like that. So all of the ones on the southern table appear to be crafting, like for stoneworking or woodworking and the like. The ones on the northern table that Ev comes to look at appear to be for smithing. So there's like tongs for, you know, if you worked with a hot piece of metal and the like. There's one tool that looks like nothing you've ever seen before. If you imagine like a short, like a very small sickle, but the blade itself is really thick. And it sharpens to a razor edge, right? But it looks really thick, and it appears to be made out of some material that you don't recognize. And that's the only tool that appears to be to have survived the weathering of the ages.
Yeah,
in here.
I was just gonna ask if it looked like me touching it would damage it. So
no, it looks like you could pick it up just fine and probably hurt someone with it if you needed.
I think at least at first Ev would just whisper for Mage Hand Makono wa Uchawi to like raise it and kind of rotate it and look it over.
So while you're looking it over, yeah, it again, it appears to be of some kind of ancient design that you're unclear about, but like you're not sure what this would be used for, because if you need a sickle, you don't need it to be such a thick piece of metal yeah. there. Or whatever this is.
Ev will take it.
All right. And Ziadani, keeping an eye on the columns, there's nothing else that stands out at that point.
I just love the image of Mage handing it like up and rotating it and being like, oh, I think I should take it. All right, I'll take
it's
it.
It's like in a video game inventory where you can rotate in the 3D object. Sarna, as you walk up the steps onto the platform there, as soon as you get up onto the main platform itself, your obsidian sword that you, I assume you're still holding it, it starts to glow.
Ooh.
It glows like a similar light to the one that you saw earlier before you found this equipment. And when it starts to glow, so does the entire outer edge of that platform. And it glows, like, imagine there was like a little slit between the stones and light's just pouring up through it. That's the way that it's glowing.
I have no idea what this means.
We'll join Sarna on the...
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm also going to join Sarna up on the platform.
Sure.
Ev takes his time slowly walking just to see, like, if suddenly they disappear or something changes, and kind of, like, looks around and just kind of, like, gives a somewhat flamboyant bow and a thank you before walking up there.
Okay. As Ev gets onto the platform, the light kind of glows brighter to the same capacity where it was earlier, where you couldn't see past it. And you feel the ground beneath you buckle a bit. It doesn't like collapse or anything, but it just feels like you're moving. And you, after a bit, the light fades away and you find yourselves in a dark chamber, and the only light coming into this chamber appears to be coming from above in a rectangular hole that looks like you came down in some kind of like elevator or something. And that's where I'm going to end.
Oh man.
Ooh, for this time. Mysterious.
Woo!
Excellent. Very nice. Thank you, Luis.
This has been a No Direction Network production. Valiant is an original homebrew campaign and is possible with the support of listeners like you. If you would like to support Valiant and the rest of the No Direction Network, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/nodirection. Join us next time for the next episode of Valiant.